The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. As you may know or remember, a number of years ago, three individual parishes were amalgamated into one. And later on, three became two. That's this parish, where the parish boundaries of St. Bernard's were stretched to stretch all the way along the Bow River west to include Valley Ridge, basically to the foot of the ski jumps at COP. Because of this piece of history within the life of this parish, we have the gift, the unusual opportunity to have two churches within our parish and two patron saints. This day, on this solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we celebrate one of our patronal feasts as a parish, because one of our churches is dedicated to Our Lady of the Assumption. And so not only is this a beautiful and important feast within the life of the church across the globe, but it is a special day of celebration for us here in our parish. It is meaningful, perhaps, as well, that even within the story and history of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, the patron of this church and our parish, Saint Bernard had a very deep and lasting and profound relationship with Mary, our mother. And that came through in his teaching and in also the account of his life. And so the two saints, Saint Mary, Our Lady, and Saint Bernard, are very well connected indeed. As Catholics full of faith, we love to honor Mary. And there are many hymns dedicated to her. And within the collection of decades and mysteries of the Rosary, two sets of decades are related to this very feast. We love to bring flowers and to show our respect and honor and affection to Mary in a variety of ways. We enjoy, as Catholic Christians, the tradition of crowning images of Mary to acknowledge her queenship. We need celebration as human people, but this feast day also gives us something more than simply an event to remember and a day to mark with celebration. There is great depth to the meaning, to the effects of this feast day, not only in the life of Mary, our mother, but also in our lives as believing and faith-filled Christians. Mary is known as both virgin and mother, and her virginity and her motherhood could not exist without her human physical body. As we all are, as human people, our body and soul, both together to equal degrees, make up our full human person. In the beauty of Mary's virginity, she remained pure. And in the magnificence of motherhood, she gave life and provided form and the body and humanity to God the Eternal Son, who came into this world born of his mother Mary. Through her immaculate soul and consecrated body, she shares her humanity with God. It seems fitting and also appropriate then that God would preserve her from the corruption of death, of decay, of the natural process after physical death. Because of her consecration, her holiness, her purity, and the honor given to her to be the mother of our Lord, she was preserved from this decay. And instead, she was protected and lifted up, body and soul together, into heaven to continue to live in glory at the side of her Son as our mother and also as Queen of heaven and earth. In our gospel passage today, we hear in Mary's own words a variety of points that make her identity and this particular event and feast day meaningful. She says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has lifted up the lowly." Through this acclamation of God's greatness and her meditation on what has happened to her, she opens by proclaiming that her soul is so brilliant, so filled with joy, that it magnifies the Lord. Instead of saying, "Look at me, aren't I so wonderful?" she instead turns to the Lord and says, "What has happened to me makes the Lord seem and be even greater than we knew he was. My spirit rejoices in God, and my joy magnifies the Lord." She acknowledges herself as low in her humility, lowliness of his servant. In some translations or prayers, she speaks of herself as the handmaid of the Lord. She expresses her humility before the greatness of God, and also in her wonder of what has happened to her to be chosen and to become the mother of our Lord. And she is correct. Every generation will call me blessed. Here we are, dozens of generations later, hundreds of years later, continuing to call her blessed because of what God accomplished through and with her. The Mighty One has done great things for me, yes, to Mary, but also to the whole world for all of history. Definitely, holy is the name of the Lord. He has shown the strength of his arm and has lifted up the lowly. Mary, who acknowledges herself in her humility as handmaid of the Lord, has been lifted up by the strength of God's arm, preserved from the earth, preserved from the effects of physical death, so that she may live in glory, and at the same time as being privileged or honored, given this gift by God, her assumption, her elevation up into heaven shows to us something wonderful related to our faith and to our hope for the future. What her assumption does is keeps heaven in our vision. It gives us something to ponder, to consider about what our future will look like, where we are headed through our faith and our dedication to God. That in our humility, we may one day be also lifted up, following Jesus through his resurrection and ascension, following in the footsteps of Mary, who is the Queen of all saints, and shows us the way to heaven. In a variety of ways, this weekend we will pray that God may allow us to constantly long for him. We will pray to be brought to the glory of the resurrection and into union with God forever. And we will pray that we may merit to be sharers in the glory of Mary, who was given glory by God and continues glorified in heaven. Our prayers this day, this great solemnity, is for our future. May we hold fast to the path that God shows to us. May we grow in holiness through his grace. May we constantly long for the presence of the Lord in our lives and in our hearts. And may we be brought to the end that God desires for us. Life everlasting, gifted to us through the resurrection and exemplified by Our Lady, Queen of heaven and earth, the Immaculate One who is assumed into heaven. Let us pray for our future, for this blessing from God, and in great thanksgiving for the signs and wonders that God has shown to us through his handmaid.